This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And so, in honor of Gene Hackman's portrayal of Norman Dale in Hoosiers, we have ranked the top five sports movie characters of all time. Number five on Mulsey's list is?
Man, I'll just tell you guys, I don't know if you boys had the same sort of difficulty I did. Do I go with guys who are in more, I don't want to call them serious sports movies. They're sports movies. How serious could they be? Or do I want to go for guys who are more in sports comedies? And I just think it's an incredibly difficult needle to thread here. I'm actually going to go with this guy for number five. I don't think you can have a great movie without a great foil. And this guy was the actual best pure boxer of the bunch. Apollo Creed is number five. He kicked Rocky's ass in the first one, and only Rocky's head being made out of titanium saved him. Apollo's unbelievable. Then he's the victim of hubris. I mean.
Oh, Rocky III, it totally went to his head.
Rocky
Four.
Rocky III, he revitalized Rocky's career.
So he's a great trainer.
Rocky
he's a great fighter. And then he becomes a tragic figure.
And he dies.
By the end. But I think Apollo just runs the gamut.
I will also die on the hill that Tony, Apollo's trainer, is the better of the
trainers absolutely.
In the movie.
Mick is a terrible trainer.
Mick wanted nothing to do with Rocky until he got a title shot. Mulsey, you're going to be stunned by this. I don't have him at the exact same point, but I do have Apollo Creed in my top five because I agree. Best pure boxer in his prime by far.
Oh, come on. If you get him in his prime against Drago, he's sticking and moving that guy to death.
Yes.
Have him on my list. Did you, Don?
I just said I had him in my top five, yes.
Where?
I had him at number four.
Number four, okay. Donnie, I guess I'll do my number four then. I went with one because I just watched this movie the other day. I went with Kurt Russell's portrayal of Herb Brooks in Miracle.
That's pretty good.
Did it make either of your lists?
It didn't. I like that movie. I don't know that I'm as... I know the coaches in these movies are like just as iconic, and we're talking characters here. I don't know if he would be my number one coach, let's put it that way, if I were going coaches in these sports movies.
I think it is a really good pick. I didn't put him in mine because...
The speeches...
Number five?
That thread that Mulsey mentioned.
That was four for me.
Okay.
He gets ticked off because the guys on the bench...
Again!
...are looking at the girls against Norway. He's like, look at the cans on the girl, row three.
That's the first
She's
movie
got a
Alex
twin.
And I ever watched together.
Oh, there's an aphrodisiac. Yeah, that's a tremendous job. You know, Mike Arruzzione, by the way, as an aside, one of the things he said, I guess, to the guys to fire them up for the game against the Soviets was to compare the Soviet team to the Steelers.
Really?
Yes, because he said, I guess, to
their dominant.
To put it in terms they could understand, he was like, the Steelers have won four Super Bowls. Why would they care about winning a fifth? They've already done all there is to do. you know, they're now fat and happy. The Soviet teams won everything.
They're fat and happy.
They don't have that fire. They don't have that desire. They don't have that
oomph,
that unsatiable appetite to win like we do. They've achieved everything there is to achieve. And then they went out and beat them. And they don't actually show the Finland game in that movie, by the way. And I wonder how they actually shot those like action scenes from that to make it so similar to what happened in the actual game. Did they actually hire hockey players?
Were
they NHL players?
I think you just hire guys who are good, probably like semi-pro skaters,
because
right?
Just like Rocky, the boxing scenes are actually realistic. The same thing is true about that movie with the hockey
scenes.
Hold on.
I don't know if Rocky's boxing scenes are what I would call realistic.
You don't think so?
He's getting his head caved in. There's no standing eight counts. The referee just lets him get up and
get
bubbled.
No, but it looks like real action.
Well, because Dolph Lundgren put him in the hospital by actually
Rocky had him punch him for real, and he got put in the hospital. They almost had to axe the entire movie.
Damn,
in
I
Rocky
didn't know that.
Four,
that's
he,
a great...
he put him in intensive care by hitting him in the chest.
That's a great anecdote.
Yeah.
There's also a story about Dolph Lundgren that his house once got robbed. The thieves saw a picture on the wall and realized it was his house.
And put the stuff back, right?
Yes.
No way.
They aborted their mission.
Another Rocky...
That's like a Bill Brasky story right there.
It is. Well, he's a member of Mensa, too, Dolph Lundgren. He's
a genius.
Yeah, he's literally a genius. The other thing about those movies, though, the boxing is realistic. The reason Rocky III has the plot that it does is because Mr. T would have blown up faster than the British Bulldog if they had tried to fight real rounds. He couldn't last on filming. Like, he was just exhausted, like, aerobically. Anyway.
I thought about putting Thunder Lips in my top five, but I decided against it at the last second.
That's not going to work for me, brother.
Donnie, number three on your list of the top five sports movie characters of all time.
Al Chervik from Caddyshack.
I had him too.
The man saved
you had him
the
number
movie.
Two?
I had him at number two.
Rodney Dangerfield, baby.
You guys have the right movie there, but you have the wrong character.
So I thought about putting the one that I'm
if you put Carl Spackler or whatever the name is.
But
Judge Smales?
Smales makes the movie, dude. Smales.
He really
Smales
is fantastic.
Gambling is illegal in Bushwoods, and I never slice.
Bill Murray's legendary. He and Chevy Chase also hated each other.
That's why they did that scene stapled on.
Yeah, Dangerfield.
They told
fantastic.
I love this story. Dangerfield had no idea what was going on, like, as an actor. He kept doing one-liners, and no one would say anything because they're filming. And he finally had to go to Harold Ramis, who's directing this thing, and go, like, hey, why is nobody laughing? And they were like, Rodney, we're shooting a movie. This isn't stand-up comedy. But all they told him to do was go in front of the camera and just basically do his bits.
What's with all the pictures? It's a parking lot.
Right.
I actually liked that movie so much and thought that his character was so funny. I would legitimately, when I was like 17 or 18 years old, I would go up to older women and say things like, you must have been something before electricity. I've honestly said that.
Oh, the dance of the living dead.
Oh, man.
Can you make a bull shot? Can you make a shoe smell? Ah, you're a funny guy. What do you do back in Boys Town? Like, oh, he goes up to Smales' grandson. He goes, oh, yeah, fine boy, nice boy. Now I know why tigers eat their young. Just
I put
all
him
of two. It. Two is higher than I thought he'd be on your list.
All right, Donnie, Malzi, who'd you put it to?
Number two on my list is actually somebody that I decided to go, like, serious here a little bit. I will put Rocky Balboa number two here.
Man.
It's, of all these guys, that movie won Best Picture, the original one. And so it's like a legendary performance, and it's an incredibly well-written tale. It kind of got silly, but also people liked it for how silly it got. But I do think he's a pretty iconic sports movie character here.
Of course he is, but this is your list.
Yeah,
just because...
Donnie knows
this. Just because the Academy
liked that.
I love
Rocky IV. It's just such an unbelievably...
It ended the Cold War.
It's an unbelievably stupid, hokey movie that I love. It's the definition of... That series has produced a legitimate Best Picture winner that I thought deserved Best Picture... A very good sequel, and then a movie that is so bad it's good. How many other movie series can boast that level of versatility?
How about when he comes back in his 60s and fights Tarver?
That's actually decently choreographed.
Mason the Lion Dixon.
Yep.
That's actually decently choreographed. that fight.
I heard that they did that because they thought Rocky V was such a bad ending for Rocky. They didn't want it to go out that way.
Yeah, I think he did.
He said, we're going to end this on the right foot.
Man, you want to talk about
George Washington Duke.
You got to talk about a guy with a vicious left hook in real life.
And Spider had fallen on such hard times. He was working in the kitchen at his restaurant.
I cannot wait.
And Stephen A. Smith is in that movie sounding off on the fight.
Kellerman's in there.
That's an underrated movie, actually. What's it called? Just Rocky?
That one's Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
I still haven't seen any of the Creed movies, which I've heard are awesome.
All right, number one on my list. Let's see if this guy even made your top five.
God, I hope so.
This man happens to be above the law.
Yes! He's Big my number one!
Ern McCracken.
He's my number one! Bigger! So I had him at two. And then you could probably guess who number one was, since Ernie McCracken was number two.
Shooter
McGavin.
Oh, man.
Shooter's number three on my list.
My top three were Shooter, Ernie, and Al Chervik. And
actually, no, I'm sorry. Shooter was four.
Semi-serious Apollo Creed and Billy Bob from Varsity Blues at number five.
Oh, see, I think that he's an overrated character, too.
So
Billy
here,
Bob.
My top
but
five,
I like the rest of your list a lot.
My top five in order. I'm going to give you one honorable mention. I thought very hard about going with Jimmy Dugan. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Like, just an unbelievable bit in that movie.
I like John Lovitz in that movie.
It's easily my favorite Tom Hanks role. Like, he just plays so far against type. I'm a huge fan of that. I also thought about Ricky Vaughn from Major League. I go five Apollo Creed, four Shooter McGavin. I can't put Shooter above Smails.
I completely forgot to put Shooter McGavin in my top five.
I think Shooter is an overwhelmingly better character than Happy. In that,
yes.
I mean, it's not even close.
And I understand the guy, like Christopher McDonald, hasn't had like huge career success.
Well, he's typecast because he's Shooter.
Everybody sees
coming
that
back
guy.
For Gilmore too.
Everybody sees that guy though in any other movie he's in. Oh, that's Shooter McGavin. I don't even know what his real name is.
You truly cannot play like the stereotypical, like, you know, snooty country club member. And he plays it even better than Smails, I think. It's unreal. Smails is three, Balboa two. And then I'm just glad we are all very close and in lockstep with Bigger and McCracken being above the law. Keep going. Go deeper.
How about when the kid
sometimes
goes...
Sometimes when I wake up, Bigger and's already there.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised nobody went with hockey stuff like Odie Oglethorpe.
I got Reed Dunlap at three.
Oh, wow.
I did put him in my top five. Reg Dunlap.
Reg Dunlap.
Yeah.
Conflating him with Colin?
No relation to Colin.
I thought about Ogie from Slapshot.
Nah, Paul Newman's character is
you know
the
what
real
I'm proud of all of us?
Movie.
We're all, Donnie, you're younger than us by a decent amount. But Pony, you and I are in that Mighty Ducks age bracket. I'm glad neither of us went with that like corny, like, oh, yeah, let's get Goldberg
or
in
Rudy.
There. Rudy would be on my list of top five worst sports movie characters. I could have gone with Steven Willie Beeman or Pacino from Any Given Sunday.
Not a good enough movie for me. I've watched it. I didn't mind it, but it's not a rewatchable sports
movie.
Like,
I had Booby Miles on there. How about this one? I almost put this one on at number five, and you guys would have just dunked on me. Neon Badeau from
Blue Chips.
Shaq.
Yeah.
How about Harry
like
Doyle from Major League?
Oh,
that's
that might
a really
be a
good
major.
One.
Or manager Lou Brown. I had Doyle.
The mechanic.
Five.
Do you know what I could have done too? Roger Dorn. Enough with that. Dorn just over there completely wrapped up in his
own
stuff.
For as good as Major League is, that's how bad Major League 2 is. My goodness.
Do you know there are people who like
movie?
Major League 2 more?
They made other ones too, didn't they?
Yeah, back to the minors.
I'm pretty sure Major League 2, there are like people who think it's as good or better.
No,
like,
there's
it's the
not.
Godfather 2 of
they,
baseball.
I think it's
fine, but the original Major
also
League
Also glad
really
neither
good.
Of us went, none of us went corny with Henry Rowengartner or any crap like that.
I never cared for that movie.
Is Henry Rowengartner the Sandlot?
Rookie of the Year kid.
Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
He's like striking out Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla.
Throws a pitch to win the...
Bonds would have taken that kid 600 feet.
Again, what does it say about all of us that like, I like Jack Park, I like Parkman better, you know what I mean? Like, I like the bad guy characters, the antagonists.
I'm surprised Bonds agreed to
be
do that movie.
How much you think they paid him?
And go down in that movie. That's a great question.
He had to get a SAG card, so I would imagine Barry Bonds is in the Screen Actors Guild.
He probably caught about 25 to 50K for that.
God, that's back when you could make a movie like that and it wouldn't get laughed out of the theater. You imagine making that movie today? It's about a kid who breaks his arm, but suddenly he can throw 110.
Gary Busey.
I also considered some of the scouts from the movie Moneyball.
Who were actual
those
real
scout
scouts?
One.
Those guys were OGs. Were they not just spectacular?
They were. That's such a good
ugly girlfriend.
He's a shortstop for Seattle.
What'd he say? This guy, like, he walks in the room and his penis is there before him or something.
2 minutes before he gets there.
Oh, ugly girlfriend. I don't know about him, Billy.
Ugly girlfriend. Not a lot of confidence.
Okay.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.